Proclamation number 4154 of 28th of October, 1947. Mental emanations. Spiritual powers. Secret powers are always at work, in union with the original power, the creator of the universe, with God, to whom everything is subject in the spiritual kingdom as well as in the material world. These powers are constantly active and influence the thoughts of people who are entrusted to their care. Thoughts are spiritual currents which are conveyed to people by these powers, but whether they are accepted by them is up to people themselves. And therefore the spiritual powers seek to guide the human being's will in a certain direction, so that the will is now ready to receive the thought waves which surround it and present them to the intellect for digesting, so that then both the soul as well as the intellect will benefit from them. These powers are now at work to achieve a total change of thinking, and they take every opportunity to admonish and warn people. And therefore these powers, spiritual beings of light, first try to direct people's thinking towards the spiritual kingdom, and for this purpose earthly life is fatefully made more difficult for them so that they give it up more easily and seek a substitute where they cannot be disappointed. 28th of the 10th 1947. In many cases people chain themselves even more to earthly life after severe strokes of fate, and then it is difficult for the spiritual powers to make themselves heard, for the mental emanations are not accepted. The human being remains in his completely material thinking and is lost for the spiritual kingdom. But where only a few get together and mention what occupies their thoughts, where only one person touches spiritual spheres in conversation, there those powers can also work and express themselves mentally, and the people who do not oppose him will acquire mental knowledge which satisfies them inwardly and is recognized by them as truth. And to receive this knowledge mentally is enlightenment of the intellect, which is the grant of grace to every person who directs his will into the spiritual kingdom and desire for knowledge, for truth, and receives it from God through his beings of light. Right thinking does not originate from the intellect but from the spiritual kingdom. The spirit from God is active to awaken the slumbering spiritual spark in the human being, which is his share, and to instruct the soul through it, which then makes itself heard by the human being, which now also requires intellectual activity, so that the knowledge becomes the human being's intellectual property. In order for the human being's intellect to become enlightened, it is necessary for it to be directed into the spiritual realm through impressions or conversations with other people, to mentally occupy itself with spiritual problems, and for the knowing powers of the spiritual kingdom to carry out God's task and to influence people's thoughts, to convey the truth from God to them, which alone leads to God and secures eternal life for people. Amen.